So to help explain the practical application of this kind of bringing awareness to movement, and why do we do it? What's the purpose in bringing awareness to movement? Well, let me ask you this. Think of something that you are really good at. Something that you've become really good at. So it's an acquisition of skill. And then think about how it was when you began to learn that thing, that skill. Because when you began to learn it, the whole sensation in your body and the method of engaging with that skill was completely different. So when you think of the well-honed skill, there's probably not a lot that you need to think about when you engage it. So that is the process by which your skill functioning has become embedded. It's become habitual. And then by contrast, when you're learning the skill, there's nothing much or very little about it is habitual. And so you have to really process and think about each point along the way. So if you think about those two contrasting ideas, and then think, okay, so how do you improve the skill once you've acquired the set of patterns that embeds it as a process? The only way really to do it is to bring about the conditions through which you can be aware whilst you are performing the skill. So it becomes a meta process. You're not only performing the skill, but you're also attending to yourself in the performance of the skill, so thereby you can attune and modify and understand and unpack what it is that you're doing. So my role as a somatic educator is to bring about the conditions through which you can bring awareness to the skill that you're doing and thereby unpack and understand it. And the real kicker in my job is that it's not me who does the work. So ultimately, I bring about the conditions, but you do the learning. And therein, again, the learning is your own. And if it is your own, then it is powerfully able to be brought forward into your endeavor of action.